Here at the National Ethanol Conference, and with me is Neil McKinstry, who is the president of the ethanol group for the Andersons Incorporated, and also chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Neil, we kicked off the 19th annual National Ethanol Conference today. What are your thoughts right now as we're looking at going into the 20th year of this organization?
Well, obviously, we have our challenges, but the industry continues to show strength and vitality, and at the end of the day, I think the economics will show and the environmental impacts will show that ethanol is a tremendous asset to the U.S. fuel supply chain, and I think we're going to continue to see strength in the industry and continued viability.
Tell us a little bit about the Andersons. What your company is, and you're chairman of the president of the ethanol group, but there's a lot more to the Anderson.
There is. The ethanol group is just one of six operating groups with our firm. We're a publicly traded corporation headquartered in Toledo, Ohio, and we're mostly involved with agriculture, with groups in grain handling, storage, transportation, plant nutrient group. We operate a large rail group. And other assorted businesses, the ethanol group being just one.
Well, tell me about the ethanol production capacity of the Anderson.
Currently, we are an investor, a co-investor in four plants and the operator of each of those plants, one in Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. We in total produce about 350 million gallons annually.
Our keynote speaker this morning was with the Marathon Oil Company, and he said some things that people probably didn't want to hear, but the Andersons have a relationship with Marathon, and I just wanted to get your thoughts of some of the things he said. One of his main points was, we support corn ethanol, but we oppose mandates, the government mandates, referring to the RFS. Just wanted to get your thoughts of what he said, especially considering they're one of the Anderson's partners.
Well, I think Marathon is a pragmatic, capitalistic company, just like my company is. And as I said earlier, we believe that ethanol has economic viability as a blending component in the U.S. transportation fuels, as does Marathon. And I think they believe long-term, as we do, that that economic viability will sustain our industry without the need necessarily for government mandate. On the other hand, there are tax and other structures in place that make it difficult for a smaller industry to grow and to expand, and that's what we want to do. And so the RFS establishes at least some stability for that industry to grow.
So as far as the EPA proposal right now to lower the RFS for 2014, does the Anderson think about that?
We think that the economic viability, given the size of the corn crop and the current economics, will prove that the reduction, at least in 2014, will not have a tremendous impact on production or use of ethanol. Again, going forward, for new investment to take place in the industry, we need to have some certainty that the demand, the marketplace, will be there for our products. And with the vacillating position of the EPA, that's a little tough to do today.
Can't count on the government, in other words, right? Well, now what about the development of next generation biofuels? You alluded to that, and especially cellulosic ethanol, as Bob Dineen said in his speech, it is here. It is being done. What do you think about the long-term viability of next-generation biofuels?
Well, personally, my firm's not directly involved in the evolution of next-generation biofuels, but I certainly commend those companies that are willing to stick their necks out and put their money on the line to prove that it does work. And all power to them if they are able to find a way to make that happen.
And we also talked a little bit about, well, the impact on the rural economy that ethanol production has made, also on the farmers. We have a lot of corn farmers here who are investors. Corn farmers are the clients are your customers at the Andersons. How do you feel that ethanol has really contributed to the rural economy?
Well, personally, besides the air quality impacts, I think the real success story of ethanol is in the rural economies. Our firm has plants in many, many rural economies and communities that have almost been left behind by the economic challenges that we've had. And we can bring an ethanol plant to a small community and make a big difference for a few people, make a big difference on the community, and also help to establish the farming sector, again, as a very, very strong element in those rural communities.
Well, so if I'm hearing you correctly, I think you're saying that the bottom line is you believe the ethanol industry can survive with or without the government mandates and the things that, you know, that we relied on to get this far.
I believe it can, yes.
Thank you so much. Here at the National Ethanol Conference in Orlando, Florida, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.